I didn't write it, but I'll read it. First stop, Midwest tour, Normal, Illinois. Dinner at Kurt White's. Tabbouleh, falafel with tahini, vegetarian lasagna, fresh French bread, and sections of blood oranges for dessert. Wallace even showed. The Dalkey people were there pushing contemporary Irish stuff and a reprint of the Wulipo anthology, which William and Dirk are both nuts about. John O'Brien explained the effect of James Joyce on the American collective unconscious. On a $5 bet from William, Wallace recited the first three pages of Gravity's Rainbow from memory. Everyone acknowledged the amazingness of the feat. Wallace used the fiber to light his cigar, which Kurt promptly chastised him for, not because it was illegal, but because it was such a flagrant example of conspicuous consumption. Tensions dissolved after a thumb-wrestling war. A good time was indeed had by all. The reading at Babbitt's the next morning was quiet and comfortable. Polite graduate students with tattoos and Dr. Seuss hats quizzed us on the implicit Marxism in the hypertext, the contrapuntal variations of which could well be found in the unknown itself. Smart kids, those. Dirk, I might add, handled the questions very well. William and I were too awash in a glowy sense of nostalgia for those caffeine and beer-drenched nights, past spent playing writing games near the campus of our alma mater, to bring to full bear our critical apparatuses. Then, on to Champagne.